What is your name?
David Webb.
Okay, thank you. And where were you born, Dave?
I was born in Liverpool, in the Abercrombie area of Liverpool.
Okay. And when was that?
That was the 8th of February, 1949.
1949.
At 10:30 p.m.
Precisely. And you were there, so you should know.
Yep.
Okay. Where did you go to school, Dave?
I first went to school at Lister Drive Primary School in Liverpool. And then I went to Allsop High in Liverpool.
And whereabouts is that?
That's in Walton.
Yep.
On Queen's Drive in Walton.
Okay.
There's now a nasty flyover there where there wasn't when I went to school.
How long, Dave, have you supported Evan?
Well, suppose really since I was born. My dad had anything to do with it. I first went to Goodison Park in 1954 when I was five.
Who did you go with?
My dad.
Remember how you got there?
Oh, it would have been on the bus.
It would have been on the bus, yeah. Okay. And why Everton, do you think?
Because of my dad.
Why Everton for him then?
I don't know, because Grandad supported Liverpool. But my dad and his brother both supported Everton.
And it was automatic then for you?
Yes.
Okay. You're happy that you made the right choice then?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's your favourite player of the past?
Alex Young. There was no finer footballer. He played football, he played it right. Pity about his feet, very blistered.
Only one favourite player? Or is there somebody else who could have been there but for that?
Alan Ball.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm stating the obvious when I say that.
Yeah, those two. Mm. And they both played in the same team? For a short
did
time.
For a very short while.
Yeah, yeah.
Around about 67. Yeah, but Ball signed in 67. Yeah. Oh, he didn't, he signed in 66. And Alex Young was already there, obviously. But they didn't always play in the same team.
No.
But in fact, Alex Young got pushed out to the right wing when Bo was playing.
Yeah. Okay. Who's your favourite player now, Dave?
Now. I like Tim Cahill. I do like Tim Cahill. I suppose Stephen Pienaar, but the rumour is that he's not going to be there next season, and I don't like that.
So he's no good, suddenly?
No, I'm not saying he's no good, no. I'd just be very sorry to see him go, to be honest.
Have you ever met an Everton player?
Yeah, met.
Yeah.
Alex Young.
Yeah.
And I see when I go to the match these days, I see one or two. Gordon West, speak to him. Jim Pearson.
Oh, yeah.
Speak to him. He's there every home game, although he lives in Newcastle. Duncan McKenzie. Haven't spoken to any of the present day players.
No. So when you meet them, is it on match day? Are they in a sort of ambassadorial capacity?
Mostly in Goodison Road.
No,
not in the inside the ground, in Goodison Road.
And what do they have to say?
Gordon West, because he's got very bad knees, and he blames Brian LeBone for his bad knees, because he had to pick up all his back passes.
Yeah, what a great little story. Yeah.
Jim Pearson. Jim talks about anything.
Still got the blonde hair?
No, it's grey now.
Grey now?
Yeah.
And you said good old Duncan.
Duncan, yeah. Duncan is Duncan. No. He doesn't live far from me, actually. He lives in Haydock. But I don't see him. I only ever see him on match day.
Yeah. Remember what his party trick used to be?
Jumping over minis.
Yep.
Yes.
I bet he can't do that now.
No, I bet he can't.
Who's your favourite manager?
Manager?
Of the past.
I liked Harry Katzick. I also liked Harry Howard Kendall as well. But I liked Harry because I thought Harry put us on the trophy trail. And for a lot of years afterwards, every manager we had was compared to Harry. Obviously, Howard, in terms of trophies, is the most successful manager we've had. So he can't be discarded anyway for favouritism because of that. I have spoken to Howard actually. I was at a dinner a number of years ago, and he was there. He was the main speaker. And he's very, very good.
Tell us a good tale.
I can't remember one, to be honest.
No, he tells a good story, though.
He does tell a good story.
Yeah. What was it you particularly liked about Harry Katzick? You said he put us on the trophy trail, I think. People say they didn't like him.
I know. A lot of people, players and supporters, said he was too much of a disciplinarian. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You know. I remember once hearing Brian Lamont saying he was a strickler for timekeeping. And if you weren't at Belfield, as it was in those days, you had to sign in. And if you weren't there for whatever time it was, he said you were fined. He said, let's face it, that's his 20-5 on Saturday afternoon to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he used to say, didn't he? You've had since 20-5 on Saturday afternoon to get here. Yeah. And they weren't on squillions of pounds a year
no,
like
they
are now. So a fine was a fine.
They were on decent money compared to the man in the street. But they weren't on anything like what's being paid now.
Yeah. Now, you've been an Everton supporter for the last lot of years, Dave. What was your most... 56 years. What was your most memorable Everton game? You might not be able to stick to one. Tell us about the first one.
There's a lot.
The one that's
really
up there, then. Come on.
Well, the one that's up there was my first visit to Goodison.
Yep.
Couldn't believe the size of the place.
Yes. And you're a little lad now, of course. So
yes, I was only 5.
Do you remember who it was against?
Yeah, Fulham. Tell a lie, Stoke.
Right.
My next memorable game was against Fulham.
Right.
That was the day we won the championship in 1963.
Yeah.
I was only 14. And I honestly, it seems silly these now, thinking back to it, but I didn't know what was going on. Really, you know, we'd won, and I knew we'd won the league, and I knew Roy Vernon had scored a hat-trick, you know, so I just went out the ground to go home, and then I heard all this noise, all this cheering, so I went back in, and there's the players on what was the old main stand then.
Yeah.
And there they were, all on the front row, and they had the trophy and everything. And
you nearly missed it.
I did nearly miss it, yes. Yeah, to be honest, I can't even say when they got presented with the trophy because I didn't see it.
No.
Because you didn't have television then the way it was. In fact, in 1963 there was no match of the day.
No.
That didn't come until 1964.
We won't ask you where that was, where the first match of the day was.
I can't remember.
Well, I can.
I won't make you say it. I can, but I'm not
saying. Make you say it, no. So there's two memorable Everton games for you. What about big matches in the years since
85. Anyone worth the salt is an Evertonian, say 85. you know, Rotterdam. I was there.
You were there?
I was there.
How did you get there?
Went on the plane with some friends.
Yeah.
Didn't get drunk, but was sick after the match.
What you mean sick? Threw up?
Yeah, threw up.
What caused that?
Well, I'd been drinking Stella Artois.
At Rotterdam prices?
Yes. And it's a lot different from the Stella Artois that we have here. And after the match, we were all headed into an airplane hangar, and they were selling hot dogs and hamburgers and that, and the smell was terrible. And that's what made me throw up, was the smell. And I thought, I shouldn't be throwing up on tonight of all nights.
A strange thing to remember.
Yes.
From a triumphant night like
yes.
that. What about the game itself? The
game itself was magic. Was. You know, we scored in the first half.
Who got the first goal?
Well, the scorers were Machidi, Stephen and Graham Sharp. Machidi scored the third. I think Graham Sharp scored the first. And then they scored. Crankle, I think it was, scored for Rapid Vienna. And then in the second half, we scored. Trevor Stephen scored. No, I tell a lie. We were 2-0 up when they scored. And we went straight from the kickoff down the other end and scored, make it 3-1.
Great day.
Yes, it was a great day.
What about the journey home? You weren't feeling very well by now.
No, once I was sick, I was okay after I'd been sick. I was okay, yeah. But the plane was delayed at Rotterdam. There was idiots on it that shouldn't have been on it. So they delayed it. It was about 3 o'clock or something by the time I left Rotterdam.
3 a.m. this is, next day?
Yeah.
So you didn't stay overnight?
No, I didn't stay overnight. No. The idea was to come straight back, but of course, as I say, we were delayed. And my cousin was on the same plane, so I took him home from Liverpool. And my wife was having a go at me for the time I was getting home.
I bet she was. It must have been, well daylight by the time you made it.
Oh, yeah, it was.
You ever go to the cup final?
Why? Which one?
Tell us about them.
The very first one I went to was 66.
How old are you then?
17.
Right.
I was on £6 a week. I didn't have a ticket. I bought one outside the ground for £7. More than a week's wage. And it was at the Everton end. Friends of mine were there, of course you weren't in sections as you are now. You went to the ground and that was it. And friends were there, of course when Sheffield Wednesday scored, you know, it's about 4 minutes gone when they scored. And then they scored again, and of course they were saying, oh, no, when, if I could go now, I would do it. Well, I said, hang on. Anyway, yeah. So Bill Cole scored 2 goals, and then Derek Temple went on that mazy run down the middle and slotted it past Springers. That really was magic, because that was our first cup win since 1933. You know, so that really was magic that day.
Yeah.
And then there was 68.
You want to talk about 68?
What a disappointment that was. What a disappointment. We'd beaten West Brom 6-2 a few weeks before at the Hawthorns. I was there. Alan Ball scored 4. And was a foregone conclusion that we were going to win. And really, on the run of play, we should have won. But Astor scored.
Do you remember which foot he hit it with?
Left.
Never kicked it with his left foot before or since?
No.
Did you see us play United?
Yeah.
What about that one?
95?
Yep.
Well, we were clear underdogs that day. If I was honest, I'd say it wasn't a right good game to be on, really. But we won, and the name of the game when you get to that stage of the season is winning. And we won the cup.
History tells us we won the cup.
Yeah.
We'd lost to United before that, haven't we? Didn't we lose to Manchester United in a...
Not in the final.
No, hadn't we?
No.
No, I was thinking of a game where one of their players should have been sent off.
Oh, yes, we did it to
Lallana. We
did. 85.
We did.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Well, perhaps it's just as well.
Yes.
Forgotten then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Peter Reid was going through.
Yeah, and Moran.
Moran got sent off. Yeah. We still couldn't beat them.
No. That was 3 days after after we won the Cup Winners' Cup. And I remember reading Peter Reid saying that he turned around to Graham Sharp after about 20 minutes and said, "I am knackered." And I know what he meant, because I was worn out as well. And I hadn't played football 3 days before. Yes, I forgot all about that. Erased from my memory.
And who scored the goal against us?
Against us? Played for us later, Whiteside.
Yeah. Strange how these things happen. So you were mentioning Norman Whiteside.
Yes. He didn't really do a lot for us when he played. And of course he finished his career, hasn't he? Got injured. Knee injury, I think it was.
Yeah. You've been going to the match a long time, haven't you, one way? But you couldn't count all the games you've seen. But
no. Actually, my friend.
Yeah.
He died in November last year. He kept a record of how many times he'd been to the grounds. He was a member of the 92 club. He kept a record. He was I was going to say he was a Blackpool supporter. I suppose he was, really. But he had two season tickets, one for Blackpool and one for Preston. And he used to go on alternate weeks. And he started off supporting Burnley. He was a native of Nelson. And he started off going to Burnley. And that was the one that was... he'd been to the most. But he transferred to Preston for work. So he went there. He came to Everton. 82. He came to Preston. To Everton. And he'd been to quite a few. And he said to me, he said, "You should have done this. It'd be interesting to see how many times you'd been to see Everton." He said, "I bet it's over 1,000. And it probably is.
Yeah, you were talking about the 92 club. Tell us about that.
Well, I didn't want to be a member of the 92 club, but I wanted to go to all 92 grounds. I have another 14 to do. All bar three have been with Everton. The 92 club, obviously, is the 92 teams in England. You go to all the grounds and you keep a record of it and then send it off to the 92 club and then you become a member. But of course these days, when my friend did it, the 92 clubs were more or less constant.
Yeah.
You know, but these days, as I used to say to my friend, "You haven't been to Colchester's new ground, have you?" You haven't been to Rushton and Diamonds, so you're not a member of the Knights of Suit Club. But I've been to a meeting of the Knights of Suit Club. I forgot what it was, that old Leyland. Actually, I've been to another one. No, I went to one in Sheffield. I went to one in Sheffield the day we played Luton in the semi final at Villa Park.
And what year was that?
85, 86. We were playing the semi final 85.
Yeah. Don't know. Can't recall.
No, I can't recall now. But it was. We played Luton and Sheffield Wednesday, didn't we? And another year. And it was when we played Luton. I can't remember which year it was. And. I dashed over to Sheffield then after the game. About 7 o'clock when I got to Sheffield.
Okay. So over all these years you've been going to the ground.
Yes.
What do you think have been the biggest changes in actually going to the ground, going to the match, from then till now?
Well, in those days, when I first started going, and up until 74, I used to go on the bus. They had the football special in those days, and the football special. When I first started, we lived in Tubrook.
Yep.
And because the football special came through Tubrook. Well, I used to have to walk down to Green Lane to the Carlton, because by the time it got to us. It's full. So going home, it used to start at the corner of Walton Lane and Priory Road at the 70 gates, and they were just lined up like that. And you joined the queue, when you got to the front, you jumped on the bus. When it was full, it went. There was no timetable, you just go. And most times, the conductor wasn't a page you went to, it was the old buses. The conductor would go upstairs, he never used to come, never got downstairs by the time he got to Tube Route. So
you'd be having a free lift home.
A free lift home, yes. I remember. In 1958. I used to go to the reserve games as well when I was a lad. Because in those days they played at Goodison 3 o'clock on a Saturday when the first team were away.
Yep.
And I got home, I got the 68 home, and my mum met me. Because West Derby Road, as it was, it wasn't dual carriage. The way it is now, it was a single road and it was very busy for those days. So my mum met me at the bus stop and I was crying my eyes out, mum, what's the matter, what's happened? I said, Everton got beat 10-4, the top one. And that was Bill Nicholson's first game as Tottenham's manager, and I didn't like him after that. But then we moved then to West Derby, and I used to go up to East Lancashire Road, Lower Lane, and get the 19 or the 44 down to the ground. And I first went in the boys' pen. That was my first. When I went with my dad, the 31st game, we went in Goodison Road in the ground.
Goodison Road.
And if you remember, the old stand, it was massive. The ground itself,
the terracing
was massive, went all the way back. And then I went to the boys' pen, and the boys' pen in those days went right down to the pitch level.
Oh, how much did you pay?
Oh, sixpence. I'll tell you a story about prices. It was sixpence, then it went to ninepence, then a shilling, then one and three, and 1-6. And when I went to 1-6, I was 15. And that's top 8 for the boys' pen. And my 15th birthday was on Saturday against Liverpool. And you didn't get a ticket in those days, you paid at the gate. So I thought, right, I'm 15 here. I'm not going in any boys' pen. So I went in the ground, paid 3 shillings, yes, to go in the ground. And when I got home, I told my mum, I said, I went in the ground. I'm 15, I said, I went in the ground. You stupid boy, you could have paid 1-6.
Mothers know best.
Yes.
How much do you pay now, Dave?
Oh, well, I'm just paying, I'm in the process of paying for my season tickets, isn't it? £550 or so. I think it works out somewhere around £34 a match, something like that. A lot of money.
Where's your seat?
Upper Bullens.
Middle?
No, right in line with the penalty area of the Gladys seat end. Great spec.
Good view.
Yeah, right. I'm right on the end of the row. I sit there like that, and the exit is there. I just stand up and walk out.
But not before the kick, not before the end.
Never. I've never, ever done that. Even when we got beat 6-1 against Arsenal at the beginning of the season, I never went there.
You were talking about the terraces before. What do you reckon about the old seating arrangement nowadays?
Oh, I must be fair. To be honest, I look at the television and I see Man United supporters all standing up, Liverpool supporters all standing up, some Tottenham, and I think, why are you paying £30-odd, and in some cases £40-odd, to stand up? It beggars belief. I prefer sitting down. Well, to be honest, late teens, early 20s, before I got married, we always went in Gladys Street, to the left, to the main stand side of the goal.
Yep.
If you remember, Gladys Street used to go up, and then there was a big ledge. We used to stand right on the ledge, but I was having trouble. I'm only 5'8", and I was having trouble seeing the match, to be honest. There was too many big fellas around. So it was then that I decided to go in the stands. I went in the main stand. In the 80s, when I was married with two lads then. I said to both of them that when they were 5, the same as I was, I'd take them to the match. Well, when they were 5, I had to take them into the family enclosure then. Mainly because of the price.
Yeah.
So they went to away games. I didn't take both of them to away games. I took it alternately. Both Evertonians. The eldest one's not with us anymore. He died last year.
Oh, I am sorry.
But the youngest one, he goes, he plays and he goes. And the youngest one, he's 30 now.
Do you have any match day rituals, Dave?
Not really, in terms of I've got to do this and I've got to do that. No, not there.
No special underpants.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have, because I always wear my ever since year. Same underpants, same pants actually. Same, you know, tracksuit bottoms. I don't know whether it makes any difference or not, but I feel better than them.
What about the dreaded Merseyside derbies?
Yeah, the odds read it. I've actually, this morning, I was thinking of what teams we've beaten this season and who's beaten us. And I come to Liverpool and they're the only ones that have beaten us twice this year. And both times not deserved. I can take it when we've been battered, you know, I can take that, but not
to murder them and lose.
No.
What about great Merseyside derbies of the past then?
Unfortunately, they're very few and far between us as far as we're concerned. You know, the one where we won 3-1 and Andy Johnson scored when it went rain, I didn't know what he was doing. That was a good game. The one where Lee Carsley scored. They were all shouting that it was a deflection, but it wasn't. It wasn't a deflection. Yes, it bent in.
What about Sharpie?
I'll tell you a story about that one. I had a ticket for that one on the cop. I went with a Liverpoolian friend of mine. Yeah, I have got one or two. I went with him, and the crowd surged forward. It was before seating, and the crowd surged forward, and I got crushed against the crash barrier and broke a rib.
On the cop?
On the cop. And then Graham Sharp's got. Oh, I was in a lot of pain. But on the Sunday, it was okay. The day after, it was okay. Smashed. Went to work, no problems. And then on the Monday morning, went to get out of bed. Couldn't move. But I was going on a course to Nottingham. So I thought, I'll go on the course, I'll be all right. And I went down to Nottingham and I couldn't get out of the car. Couldn't move. So I went to the Queen's Medical Centre in Nottingham, and he just touched me, looked at it, he got a broken rib. I said, please don't tell me you're going to wrap me up in that elastic bandage, sticky elastic bandage. And he said, no, we don't do that these days. Painkillers. Okay. I was off work 6 weeks then. Yeah, it was very
good. Graham Sharp to thank.
Yes. I see him sometimes at the match. Not very often though, because he's always in one of the lounges.
You mentioned Rotterdam before. What's the furthest away ground you've ever been to?
I don't go to all the away games in Europe. Not like my cousin Peter, he goes to everyone. So the three that stand out really are Rotterdam, Nuremberg, and when I think of their name, I'll tell you. Spain, Villarreal. So whichever one of them is the first.
Yeah, what's Nürburgring like?
Pardon?
What was Nuremberg like?
Nuremberg was beautiful. I have always said that I have no inclination to go to Germany. Nothing whatsoever. And I went to Nuremberg and it was fantastic. And I said I'd go to Germany any time.
What, the country? Or
yeah, the country.
So it was the country that did it for you, not the football ground?
But the football ground was good. It was good. There was 47,000 there. Because England played one of their World Cup games in Nuremberg. It's in a park. The place, the town of Nuremberg was, I was really impressed with it. The people were smashing, but not a lot of them. That's not their fault. Not a lot of them could speak English. Not like when you go to, like, Holland. Everyone speaks English in Holland. Villarreal was okay, but we didn't stay in Villarreal because it's only like the size of New Brighton. We were in Valencia. Danny Berger helped me there.
Do you have a favourite away ground, Dave?
Favourite away ground. I like West Ham. Hate getting away from there because it's mad to get away from there. But I like being at West Ham. I liked being at Charlton as well. But another terrible place to get away from.
The old ground.
No, I didn't go to the old ground. My dad did.
Didn't go to the Valley.
No, I didn't. Well, they play at the Valley now. It's just done up. Not as big. It's about 80,000 there. My dad went to the Valley. Because dad was a lorry driver, so if he was anywhere near wherever, so where he was there. Not keen on Newcastle. Not keen on us at all. Man City, the new ground at Man City's got. We were up in the first time I've been actually in the upper section. Not so long ago. And really, really, I've been to there before, but first time I've been upstairs, and I was really impressed. Well, it was a fantastic view.
Yeah, you mentioned going to Nuremberg, and you've just mentioned going to Man City's new ground, and you get a fantastic view. What do you think of the new modern football stadium in general?
Some of them are okay. A lot of them are like one another. You know, I'm thinking Derby, Middlesbrough. Very, very similar. I was at Stoke on Saturday. Okay, but it's terrible to get away from. It was an hour before we got off the car park. You know. Well, a lot of the new ones are very similar to one another.
What about the facilities though they've got?
They're okay.
Compared to Goodison Park?
Oh no, Goodison's terrible. I'm sorry to say that, but it is. Especially my stand, the upper bowls. It's still the original stand from 1927. You know, it really, the whole ground really, except the park end, I suppose, could do with modernising. Disappointed with the park end in the terms of it's only a one tier stand. The rumour was, whether it was true or not, I don't know, that it was going to be a two tier stand with executive boxes. But because of our precarious league position at the time, our chairman at the time, I can't remember his name.
Mr. Johnson?
Nope. Philip Carter.
Carter, yeah.
Our chairman at the time said that we could go down, so it's not worth building it. Now look, what's happened now.
So what do you reckon to the various proposed moves?
Right, well, I was in favour of going to the docks, to be honest. But I'm glad now that we didn't. Because I've heard bad things about getting away from there. Because there's only three sides to it for the start, in terms of one side's got the river on. And there's only one way in and out. I was in favour of going to Kirby. Still am in favour of going to Kirby, but it's not going to happen. Not in favour of sharing. Not in favour at all. No, I think we'd end up the poor relations. Once it should be or will be a shared ground if it happens, Liverpool will want to commandeer it, which is don't think it should be where they're going to build it either. If they can have one at that end of Stanley Park, can't we have one at the other end of Stanley Park?
We've got one at the other end of
Stanley
Park.
Yes, we have, yeah. But,
so it sounds like you wouldn't countenance ground sharing at any price.
No.
Even if it meant us getting 65,000 seats.
Would we fill 65,000? On a regular basis. I was told, I was at the Radio 5 forum the other week, and there was a bit of an argument going on about ground sharing, etc., etc. And my brother was there, and he said that there was X number of jobs available in Kirby, and you've turned it down. And some fellow came and said, we have not had over 50,000, an attendance of over 50,000 since, I think he said 1970 odd. Whilst I've not checked it up, I find that hard to believe, to be honest. I'm sure we're in the 80s we have 50,000. Especially in the 85, 86, 87 seasons. I don't know, I've not checked, so I must have a look. Just for peace of mind, really.
So you wouldn't be pushing for a bigger ground then?
Well, I thought when they were saying 50 to 55,000 when they were talking about Kirby, and I thought, yeah, that's okay. You know, Man City's ground got picked for the UEFA Cup final 2 or 3 years ago, and they only holds 47,000. We, 66, we had the World Cup. What matches were on Merseyside? We were in one place, and it wasn't the other side of Stanley Park.
Nope. Do you go to any of those games?
All of them.
Which one stands out in your mind?
Oh, Brazil versus Hungary. Portugal, North Korea.
Tell us about that game.
Well, it was a one-man show, really. The Korea went 3-0 up. Three-nil. 3-0 up. And then one man took over, Eusebio. And
greatest player you ever saw?
No, I saw Pelé. See, the trouble is these days, and it does annoy me. As far as Sky are concerned, and they write that they brainwash the rest of the football public. Football only started in 1992. You know, no one ever mentions Dixie Dean. No one ever mentions him. As far as I'm concerned, I never saw him, obviously. Dad did, but I didn't. He was the greatest player going. Really, not just for Everton, in all of England. To score the goals that he did. You know, people talk about the 60 goals that he scored in the 27-28 season. I looked it up and checked on it. Do you know how many goals he scored that season? Altogether, because he played for England as well, and cup games and whatever. He scored 100 goals that season. Nobody's done that. Nobody's going to do that. Doesn't get a mention. I think it's wrong. But the problem is, There's no archive. Yeah.
Shame. Great shame, that.
Yes.
Just before we wind up, Dave, just tell me one Everton fact or one Everton story that you don't think anybody else or many other people will know. There's your chance to tell us a tale.
I don't know, really. I've got so many Everton stories.
Pick one out, then, just to finish off.
It's actually nothing to do with the game, to be honest. I could never take any time off work to go to the match, because everybody knew if I was off work and Everton were playing, there's only one place David was going to be. And so I took leave etc, but I never just went off sick to go to the match. But the day they sold tickets, I've forgotten what final it was now. It might have been, no, it couldn't have been the 95, because I've qualified for it. Might have been the 66 final. The day they sold the tickets for that, I took a day off sick. And it's the one and only time I've ever done that, for anything to do with Everton. And nobody knew. Nobody knew that they were selling the tickets, so nobody knew why I was off. I felt very guilty about it, to be honest. And I still do, and it's, how many years? It's 44 years. I still do, but... And I stood in Goodison Road watching the queues, and I never got a ticket. Never got a ticket.
All that guilt.
Yes.
And for nothing.
Yeah. But I'd follow Everson anyway. I would. It's all because of my dad.
All because of your dad, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking to you, Dave. Thank you very much for some of those memories. Cheers.
Okay, mate.